This is the news, according to me. Wow. Wow. What a weekend. So much news in the last 24 to 48 hours that it's not even, I'm almost at a loss for words. Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to 2021. Shaping up to be an incredible year already. This weekend has been absolutely, kind of started off kind of slow, and there is no loss of happening this weekend. The biggest part of the news is that yesterday we had our highest number of listeners. I want to get into something really quick before I start into any of the topics, and I'm speaking today without any notes whatsoever. I literally have no notes in front of me. There's so much that has been happening that I don't even need any notes to fill up a whole hour just to talk off the cuff. But I'm not going to talk for a whole hour this morning because Rabbi Rick will be in later today. That's the biggest news of the day. And we're going to have Rabbi Rick here to talk about, all the stuff that happened over the weekend, and find out where he's been and what, where in the world, what he's up to. But he hasn't been coming into work. He needs to quit that other job and take this thing seriously. So, yeah, because, it's so much less pay. He needs to take a pay cut. That's what he needs to do. There is some exciting news as well. I want to talk about this a little bit. For those of you, I'm going to put this in the, I'm going to post this as much as I can online in Parler and as well as on YouTube. I'm probably going to make some announcements there as well. We have an official call-in line now. You can call or text into our line and the line that's set up. It's it's just a VoIP online phone line thing. It's a cheapy thing. You can call into that, or you can actually, you could text it as well, I guess, the way I understand it. The best way to do that, the best way to text would be to, at the first part of your text, first line, type in the letters T as in tango, N as in November, A as in alpha, M as in Mike, E as in echo. Well, that's not right. I'll type in TNA to me. That's what you want to type in. TNA, the number 2, and then ME. So the news, according to me, it's just the letters. TNA 2, the number 2, me. You can also type in the word 2 if you wanted to. Whatever you want to do there. Just a T. As long as it looks like it needs to come to me here at TNA to me. That way there's no mix-up about on the text that you're intending to send it to me. I know it's not spam that way, basically, because there's nothing else on this channel. I just need to know if it's spam or not. So if you could type in TNA to me at the top, that lets me know that you are following the rules. And be sure to wear a mask when you do that, because, you don't want to spread anything. And exciting news, of course, is the number itself. So get ready to jot this number down, folks, because the 10th caller gets a free set of nothing. How's that? Yeah. And if you call now, we'll double your order. You get twice as much as nothing. The number, are you ready to write this down? Hopefully you're not driving, or hopefully you have a good memory. But it'll also be in the show notes. So if you need to go to Castos, C-A-S-T-O-S, Castos, that's the page that this podcast is. It's not on Podbean or anything like that. It's on Castos. But if you basically follow the link and subscribe, if you subscribe, which you should be subscribing, but more, even more important than subscribing, I think that there's two things you can do to help this channel out if you'd like. One is subscribe. I guarantee you will not get any junk mail from me. I don't know how the system works, but I can't guarantee your name won't want to list somewhere that somebody's going to sell. But this particular podcast, I will not do that. I will not put your name, your info anywhere. And the subscribing is the one thing. The big thing is to share this thing as much as you can. It would really help me out. The channel is going to grow. This podcast is going to grow. It's only been going for about 2 weeks, and it's already top on the charts, as they say. No, it's already growing exponentially, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate people listening, the time it takes to just listen on my opinions. And I'd really like to get your feedback, and that's why we've now have this phone number that you can call in. We're going to have times when this isn't a live broadcast, so we record it live. Like right now, I'm not going to edit anything out of this audio. Everything that is put into this thing is top of mind. In other words, I won't make a mistake on us. You know, the only thing that might be recorded in the future, we may have a few little ditties that we do here and there that are pre-recorded, like some little skits or something like that. But those are going to be applied as we go on the fly. So even though there even anything that's pre-produced for like a minute or two, or the snippets that we have that we play of news broadcasts, those kinds of things are pre-recorded, obviously. But everything is laid down on the fly and in real time. So we're going to have times where we produce the show. We're going to publish those times when we do the production. If for some reason those times are delayed or we can't answer the phone, if you do make a phone call and you can't get through, there should be a voicemail for you, and you can leave a voicemail, and we can play that voicemail online as well. You can also text your comment in, and there's also going to be an email. I won't share the email with you right now. That's not quite set up or confirmed that it's set up. So here's the number, if you're ready to write this down. It is 574-742-6748. 574-742-6748. So be sure to write that number down, put it in your phone, put it on your speed dial, call in early and often, much like voting, and let us know your thoughts. Let us know your opinions. Even if you just leave a voicemail, if it's something we've said on the broadcast, something I've said, something we've said, if it's something you've heard about, if it's somebody, maybe a comment that someone else has made, and you want to just make a comment about that, or you want to fill in, you want to apply your knowledge and your wisdom to the pool and the pile of stuff that is gathering here on the floor. So yes, that way we can kind of share, get some feedback and respond to some comments. I know, contrary to what some people believe, I don't know everything. So I know I hate to shock you on a Monday morning with that kind of information, but that is the reality. I don't know everything. However, you won't hear me mention that very often, because occasionally my wife listens to this broadcast, and I don't want her knowing that. So that's kind of important. But anyway, so that number, again, as I previously said, since I know most of you don't, probably aren't paying attention, you're probably driving and not paying attention, to me, which is a good thing. It's 574-742-6748. So there you go. Text, call. I think you can, then we'll have an email as well where people can respond eventually. So that's the biggest news we have right now. All this other stuff that's going on in the world, not really that important. This is important. So I really appreciate those of you who are subscribing, liking, sharing, especially the liking. We like it if you like it, but it doesn't matter. I don't care if you hate it. Just share it and subscribe. That's those two things in that order: sharing and subscribing. Those two things, because really we just want to get the word out and have a discussion and really have a platform here where people can interact and not feel censored by anything. I do ask that you keep the language, keeping it G. Keep it G, as Rabbi Rick would say. Keep it G. We call it KIG. Keep it G. And We just appreciate it if you would do that. Be respectful and talk like you're talking to someone, you know, with some dignity. Just calling people names and resorting to, you know, bathroom talk, junior high kind of stuff. Leave that up to us because we're the professionals. We're the ones who know how to do that kind of thing. But you shouldn't do that because you're not a professional. So the name calling and potty talk, we'll stick to that. You leave that to us. Just kidding. The biggest thing is that we get your thoughts and opinions. And I know some of you feel pretty passionately about some of these issues, and it's I'd really like to hear have some cognitive thoughts. I know for me, especially when Rick is here, it's just, you know, we kind of joke around about it being therapy, and it really is kind of therapy because we get a chance to get our thoughts out, talk them through, and kind of bounce those things off of each other, as well as knowing that someone else is out there listening and cares enough about the country to kind of at least think about these things. So over the weekend, here's some thoughts on the top of my head. All that being said, thank you again. And once again, thanks for subscribing, sharing, all those things. On the top of my mind this morning is this phone call that Trump made to, I believe the guy's name was Brian. I can't think of his last name. He's the head of the Election Commission in Georgia. Because that's kind of a big deal in the news. Well, it's a big deal in the legacy Pravda news. Because they are... And I don't understand this. Please explain to me why they're calling this an impeachable offense. Okay, according to them, Joe Biden won by such an extraordinary amount, and his victory is more than assured in this process. That means Trump is only going to be in office for 14 more days after the elector process there. So basically, how quickly could they actually impeach the guy? Seriously. I mean, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi could make that a top priority since, you know, the whole COVID thing isn't a big deal. But if they make that a priority now to impeach him at the end of his last week in office, according to them, I think that just shows that they're not so confident about his loss, as they say, in this election. And here's the problem. I'm hearing a lot of people say, well, there's no proof. There's no proof. Show me the proof. There's no evidence. There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. They're still using the term widespread voter fraud when they confront these things. Well, this conversation was very interesting, and I can't help but think that Trump wanted them to leak this. It was now the you would think from the left stream media. Well, I can't talk. It's Monday morning. According to the lame stream media on the left, the interesting thing about this is that they stonewalled him on it. Of course, they only played about 3 minutes of the entire conversation, and the conversation went on, from what I understand, well over a half an hour, close to an hour, I think, that this conversation went on. It wasn't a conversation with just one person. It was apparently a conference call, the way I understand it. This has been misreported, I think, in a couple different ways. So I want to be careful what I say in terms of this. Just a disclaimer: I don't know. I'm just going by what I've heard several different reporting outlets say, and I can't. Yeah, anonymous sources have said. So the whole thing seems to be I'm trying to imagine how this conversation would go if I was the governor. If I was the governor and I was a Republican, and I was, even if I wasn't on Trump's side, if I was just a normal person who cared about the integrity of the election. If I wasn't on Trump's side or the left side or anybody's side, and I got a call from the president of the United States, and he was asking about, you know, I need to find some votes. We need, you know, you don't think that, I believe there was a lot of fraud. You know, I Now, here's the deal. I would probably say, you know, with all due respect, sir, I've been through this and over this, and I really can't find any actual fraud. I have reasons, you know, all of your concerns. I'd like to talk to you about your concerns. We can go over all these, you know, the events and the issues that you have, and I can explain to you why and show you the data on why your concerns are without merit. You know, that would be the logical thing to do. But what did this guy do? All he said was, no, there's no evidence. No, you're wrong. Your claims are wrong. Okay, that's just you saying yes and me saying no all day long. There's nothing substantive there. You please, you know, explain. I'm sure the president would love to hear your explanation, as well as the rest of the country, except for those who have their head in the sand, would like to understand exactly where those ballots came from. Your crazy explanation for those ballots being tucked underneath a table and only counted after you excused everybody from the room. The explanation of why we have video evidence of people running ballots through several times. And don't tell me they were cleaning the machine. Of video evidence of shredding trucks pulling up and shredding ballots in trash cans. Ballots that are supposed to be kept by federal law for 22 months. All voting records are supposed to be held for 22 months. Why are you shredding things? Why are ballots now missing? Why are signatures not being able to be verified? Even though you handpicked 15,000 out of millions of ballots to do a cursory audit with your alma mater, University of Georgia, because, you know, college students are right on top of understanding how to you know, affect an election and how to count an election. They were given instructions on what to do. They were just the grunt. They were the manpower. They went over there and said, hey, you guys have an opportunity to participate in democracy, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure they gave them all this rah, rah, rah speech and then told them exactly what to do. There were people who recounted ballots, recounted some of the precincts, came out with different numbers and were told, much like they were in Michigan, same thing, tell them the number that was certified. Don't tell them the new number. Okay, and that's coming from someone recorded on a phone call who said that they were told to do that. There's just one thing after another. And now we're supposed to believe a guy, a governor, a secretary of state, an AG, and an election official, the head of the election commission in Georgia, who would turn around and leak a phone call. I'm putting leak in, I'm doing air quotes. You can't see me. But if you could, you'd be impressed with my air quotes. I do really good air quotes on audio. I brought my dogs in today, and he decided to start chewing on a toy. So so that thing you hear in the background, that's not me gnawing on a pencil. That's him gnawing on a little chew toy. Where was I? The audacity. I mean, think about this. This is kind of like Comey. Comey goes to have a meeting with the president, a confidential one-on-one meeting with the president. He turns around, because he's an ethics professor. He's an ethics professor, get this. So he knows, he thinks he can finagle with ethics and do what's right because he's a Boy Scout. And he's doing all these things the right way because he's an ethics professor. So he goes out and takes his notes from that meeting with the president. And he gives them to someone else with the intention of that person giving them to the press, because Comey didn't feel like it was right for him to give them to the press directly. If your intention was to give it to the press through someone else, all you're doing is hiring a delivery boy. But he felt like that was more ethical than giving it directly to the press. That's the kind of mind that James Comey has. Well, this is the kind of mind that these people have. If they are on this phone call and the president is requesting things and talking to them in a confidential phone call, the conversation was not supposed to be public. And in my opinion, it's, you know, he said, she said, I don't think the president was pressuring them to do anything. The only lawsuit that he's brought is the lawsuit that they gave out the phone call information. They recorded the phone call and then gave it out. That's an FCC rule. That's a couple different federal laws that have been broken there. First of all, if they did not inform the president that he was being recorded, now everything the president does on a phone call is recorded on his side. But they were recording the phone call, and everybody knows that. They were recording the phone call on their side, and not only did they record it, they gave it to the press. They gave it directly to the Washington Post. I think it was, whoever it was, I think it was the Washington Post. So, or we call it the Washington Compost. So how in the world are you supposed to believe? Now, do you think that happens at all in the Democrat side? Do you think that Nancy Pelosi calls people and has phone calls and the people who are on her side, the people who are under her thumb, do you think that they give out the phone call, that they would pass that phone call on to somebody else? Well, of course they wouldn't, because Nancy would, you know, as her daughter has said, would, you know, slice your throat off and before you even knew you were bleeding. How was it she said? She could cut your head off before you even knew your neck was bleeding. Something like that, I don't know. That was coming from her daughter. So, and I guess we were supposed to be impressed by that. The thing that really troubles me now, I do want to give a shout out to a certain Senator Braun from Indiana. He is my senator here in Indiana. Unlike Jackie Walorski here in Indiana, Jackie. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Congressman Walorski. Can't hear anything. Don't hear anything from her. I don't know whether she's a part of this new 100 people. There's supposedly 100 people in the House now that have stepped forward. I think that what they've discovered is they have nothing to lose on this. They've all stepped forward because they know that there has to be a House vote. They're the minority in the House. And this is where they love to be. They love to be in the minority because it takes all the pressure off. They can skate through a whole term opposing everything because they don't have any power to do anything. So therefore, they can oppose everything and make it look like they're trying to do something, but the Democrats are obstructing. So they get away with it. They did this with Obamacare for 2 terms. Obamacare got put in. Maybe it was just 1 term. They passed things. They were trying to pass, you know, legislation to revoke it. They kept, I think, about 122 times they took it to a vote, which was a waste of time because they knew it wasn't going to pass. But it made them look like they were doing something. They love being in that position because it takes the pressure off. They can say, "Well, I voted against the Obamacare Act. I sponsored legislation to get rid of the Obamacare thing." They can keep doing that, but it didn't go through, of course, because they're in the minority. That's a good place to be because it's comfy there. They can't affect anything. What happened as soon as Trump got in and they had the majority in the House? They never took it to a vote. They pushed back on it. All of a sudden, it was not an issue. Of course, now we had a certain individual as the Speaker of the House at that time that was an anti-Trumper and has really shown himself to be more of a leftist and in bed with that whole thing of the establishment. So that's part of the issue. But there were a lot of establishment guys, a lot of people in the House initially, the first 2 years of Trump's office, who retired in 2018 because they didn't want to be a part of this Russia collusion thing. I think that they really believed that Trump was in with Russia, and somehow that's how they had doubts. They didn't want to be a part of this crazy guy and be a part of his administration. They thought he was going to be unpopular, so they retired. They don't care if they retire. You know, if you retire, I don't think most people don't realize this, but when you leave Congress, you continue to get paid. You only have to serve, I think, 1 term. It might be two, but I think it's one term. After one term, you get a retirement benefit that is incredible, that anybody could live on for the rest of their lives, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Term limits, campaign finance reform, and stop the payments after they get out of office. That's just period. I mean, yeah, the president, he continues to get paid as well. They get a salary after they leave, and as well as, you know, security and all that stuff. got some sweet tea here this morning. So it's one of those things that it just aggravates me to no end to know that these guys are out there. And I'll get back to Mike Braun. He actually is standing with the other senators. He's one of the I think 12 now, 11 or 12, who are standing up and going to object. Now, I've heard different things about this whole objection thing. One is, it's not going to amount to anything. It's going to be taken to a House vote. It's going to be taken to a Senate vote. It's not going to pass. The objections won't matter. All it's going to be is a dog and pony show with a bunch of virtue signaling and guys talking, squirming in their chairs, talking about it, and nothing's going to happen. I don't know. That's kind of my understanding of it as well. I don't think, because if it gets voted, if any of the objections get voted down, or if there's no action taken on anything. Now, Cruz, I think, has a different angle. He's a brilliant guy. And I think he's taking a different angle on this thing, trying to say basically that we can't certify the election because of the issues with states that are in contest. Therefore, we need to have an emergency delay of 10 days before we count the electors to have an investigation, actual investigation. I don't know what it's going to take to pass that kind of thing. If these senators pay attention and they've got to still have a majority, now after tomorrow, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I know, here's the weird thing about this runoff is that they will not be sworn in and that election will not be certified before they have this whole thing on the 6th. And it's going to be, folks, it's going to be crazy town in D.C. on the 6th, 5th and 6th. My understanding is people are already starting to show up in D.C. for this thing on the 6th, which I'm glad for. I'm glad that people are showing up early because the senators and congressmen need to see the crowd that's going to be there. And I truly believe that this is going to be the largest crowd ever in the history of D.C. showing up on Capitol Hill. I do believe that. I keep hearing some of the lamestream media say, you know, they're expecting possibly 1 million people. it'll be 1 million people if it's raining downpour and there's a hurricane, and they have to walk across glass to get there. That'll be 1 million people. If the weather is nice at all, which it looks like it's forecast to be fairly decent, I'm starting to think there may be 7 or 8, maybe even 10 million people there. I'm just speculating, but I would not be surprised because a lot of people are going, and the caravans are already filling up with people. They're already having people pay for, I mean, there are private entities coming in to pay for porta potties in the area because the mayor of D.C., basically the government there, the powers that be, are not going to put out porta potties. Of course, that way they can say, oh, they were peeing in the streets. And they're not only that, but they're also, I think they put out a mandate to close down hotels because of COVID, COVID-19, the return, you know, that whole thing. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing with regard to the, you know, the, I don't know if it's the mayor. Is there a governor in D.C.? I don't even know. I don't know what the government structure is there for sure. but that's, it's just, it's gotten to the point where, it, Well, there's so much I could talk about with the way the media is spinning things at the moment. People who are listening to the mainstream media, and then you get on, like I get on YouTube and I make a comment on YouTube occasionally, and because I can't post anything on there, they just shadow ban me. So I've found more effectiveness in just speaking my mind in the comments. And I did make a comment. I kind of let it go on a Sky, it was a Sky News report about the election, and just let it fly. And I just basically said, you know, the whole thing was a report on the phone call. And I just basically said, you know, these guys are obviously in the tank. You've got, you know, the governor, the attorney general, the state secretary of state, and the commissioner, election commissioner are all anti-Trumpers, obviously, now at this point. And you can't trust them. I mean, I don't trust them to tell me the truth, because if they're willing to leak something out, to supposedly leak something out, that the president was, you know, on a phone call, if you're on a phone call with the president and you turn around and let the world know what that was, that seems odd to me that you would do that to a friend or somebody who was on your side. That to me, they've got to know that just provides nothing but fodder for the left-wing agenda. So whose side are they really on there? They either know that, hey, these guys are going to come in and take over and we better play nice with them, and they're going to put us on a list and string us up, or they're part of that whole group. I have a feeling that they don't understand what the, you know, they're poking a bear here on the right. And I think that the bear, when the bear wakes up, it's not going to be fun for them. It's, yeah. So that's about all I'm going to say about the show right now. Like I said, again, Rabbi Rick will be in here later today. We're going to be producing another show. It should be coming out this evening. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody who listens to the podcast. We've had the record number of listens yesterday. I really appreciate that. So just the numbers keep going up. I mean, so they kind of go up and down a little bit each day, but they keep trending upwards. If I was in the stock market, I'd love to have the chart that I'm looking at right now on a stock that I've invested in. So I really appreciate that. Again, just cover real quickly. You can text or email. I'm sorry. You can text or send a voicemail or call in live to the show. Now, today's show, it's questionable what time today's show is going to be published. Produced. I'm sorry. Rabbi Rick may be in here around 3:30-ish. If you call in around 3:30, that's a good shot that you're going to be able to get on the show. If you call before that and you record a message, it's a good chance that you will also be, you can play your message or your question, or we can talk, you know, just give your name and who, and, or, you know, you don't have to you can make up a name if you want. It doesn't matter if it's really you or not. It's what I do. You know, I'm not really me. So you can do that. You can call in, give us your question. We'll either play your question or we'll just read your question. We'll transcribe it. One of the two, or you can text in the question as before that or during the show. If you can't call in, if you can't get in because the line is busy, obviously you can text in instead, and we'll take that text and try to read as much as we can over the phone conversations as we can during the show, the production of the show. If you miss us and the production is over for some reason, feel free to still leave a message, leave a comment, leave a question, leave a topic that you might want us to do something about on the show. But basically, the number is 574-742-6748. And if you want to call or text that number, that would be wonderful. Don't forget to share and subscribe, and share and subscribe, and share and subscribe, and call in or text in. 574-742-6748. And leave a message. If I don't answer, So today's broadcast or today's podcast later with Rick will be produced at about either about 3:30. The other possibility time that we may be producing the show is after 5:30. So between 5:30 and 6:30, it's probably going to go. This show is going to go an hour long easily, the afternoon show, and that'll be published later on in the day. We don't actually post these live anywhere. We just post the recording. So at least right now. Now, the other thing is each day, tomorrow morning, the plan is to be producing the show at 9 a.m. So if you, all these times are in Eastern time, by the way, Eastern time, not Central time or Mountain time or Pacific time or Greenwich time. It's so make sure you you put that on your calendar, reminder to call in. Now, tomorrow, most days, the show will be being produced at about 9 a.m., sometimes earlier. So if depending on what is scheduled for the day, because I do other work, believe it or not, and sometimes I have other schedules. Like I know that this Thursday, the show will be produced earlier, possibly as much as early as 8 o'clock. So if you can call in or leave a message, just that kind of thing, between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock Eastern time, or just, you know, call, you know, if the show, theoretically, the outgoing message, if you get the phone, should say when that show is being produced or if it's already been produced and when the next show will be produced. That's the hope, that we can put that kind of an announcement on there. So that way you can have an idea of when your question will be on the show. So again, thank you for listening. Really appreciate that. And thank you for responding, sharing, subscribing, and being a part of our lives here in this great republic that we live in that is worth fighting for. So once again, I guess we basically have drawn to an end. I can't think of anything else. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on in terms of what's happening with the election and the response of, you know, things that have been investigated over the weekend and more and more evidence that's coming out. However, I think we'll stick with that. Rabbi Rick and I will talk about more of that later today. And we'll re-talk about some of the things that are happening coming up with what might happen in January 6th, as well as the runoff in January 5th and how that might affect things on January 6th. So once again, 3:30 today would be a good time to call in. Possibly 5:30, between 5:30 and 6 would be a great time to call in. Possibly going to be either one of those two. If the show is produced at 3:30, it'll probably already be posted by 6:30 Eastern time. So if you see the show is already posted, the Rabbi Rick show, which I think is episode 27 by now, but this is going to be 26. I think that'll be 27. If you see that it's already posted, then probably you're going to miss it if you're trying to call in after that. But please feel free to leave a message or send a text with a question, comment, share, subscribe, and God bless you. Thank you for listening in, sharing your thoughts, all that stuff. So we're going to be calling this a show. It went a lot longer than I thought it would because I had to, you know, share all my stuff, phone numbers and stuff. That took 20 minutes. Once again, have a great day. Have a great week. Make it a great day. Make it a great week. Because it is what you make of it. So this is the news, according to moi.